Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buckle up at the tip and one by the Cavaliers, and we are underway.
Now it's Mitchell. Mitchell twirls between two of the Hawks. Oh, what a dandy of a move. Sam Merrill. Oh, wow.
Angles off an Allen screen. Steps back for three. Hey, nail it. Mobley through track to the
Mitchell just crossed over Holiday. His three is perfect. Oh, mercy.
Tell you what, that is a big time shot.
Welcome to another edition of the Yes Cavalier Podcast. It's your boy, Mac. And tonight, our Cleveland Cavaliers took on the New York Knicks in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the comfort and confines of Rocket Arena, where they had been 6-1 entering today's contest. And the home court advantage felt like it could not have come at a better time, as the Cavs lost both road games to open this series, and they entered this one down 0-2. So the hope, I think, from the entire fan base, and probably the Cavaliers team for that matter, was that they hoped that home being there would help jumpstart parts of this offense and lead to some better defensive stance, especially from the likes of the Cavaliers bench. But what I can say is this: it's over, guys. Listen, I am nothing if not the most optimistic of Cavs fans out there. I also try to do what I can to be real. I try to do what I can and be real. And from what we have seen in this contest, the New York Knicks have just absolutely been the better team. They've been the better team. I want to sit up here and act like the Cavaliers can pull off the impossible and do something that we haven't seen. And that is when being down 0-3, but it has never happened. Throughout the course of NBA history, there have been 163 teams prior to today's contest to take a 3-0 lead in a series. 164 now, because the New York Knicks are now up 100. The New York Knicks are now up 3-0 on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm trying to be real with you guys, and I'm at the point right now where I'm not even angry. I'm just severely disappointed. Do I think that this team can come out here on Monday night and win game four? Sure, it's possible. But that said, there is the likelihood of this team coming back and winning four straight games. It's like less than 0.1%, guys. Again, it's never been a situation at which the Cavaliers have come in and you could just expect the game to be a breeze. Never been that way this entire postseason. I did not expect that tonight. Being back home, that said, I think that we all felt that the Cavaliers had a better opportunity to win this game. They didn't do it. They are now down 0-3, and the reality is that this is very much likely the end of the season for them. It felt that way. Just a lack of urgency out there, a very visible, usually there's a fire associated with teams who are down 0-2 and in the Eastern Conference Finals. They just did not play with the hustle that usually this type of atmosphere necessitates. It's uncanny, man. Like, I could sit up here and yell and scream and do all this. And as cliche as it is to say, I'm not going to sit up here and do that. I cannot find it within myself to get angry and yell and scream at 10:48 at night. I just cannot do it. This team is not even deserving of that. So that being said, I think that we are going to likely begin to see a great bit of change for this team entering the offseason. Again, it's not set in stone necessarily that this team gets swept, but the likelihood of them winning four straight games, I just do not see it happening. I just do not see it happening. Never has happened. So what is the chance, or why should we believe that should be the case with this team? There's no excuses. No excuses at all. I would love to sit up here and tell you guys that, you know, hope is alive and that we have every bit the possibility of coming back in this series. Just doesn't seem to fit this current team's make. That's just me being cut and dry. Again, I consider myself to be an eternal optimist. I consider myself to be somebody who feels as if it's never down, or it's never over until it's actually over, until the proverbial fat lady sings. But sometimes you got to look at the team in front of you and you just got to be real. It's as simple as that to me. So very, very likely that this team's final game, this current iteration will likely be the last game on Monday. Simple as that, man. To the New York Knicks, I'll say this. I have been constantly saying that I do not believe that this New York Knicks team looks unbeatable. I don't think they look like a juggernaut, but the reality is this. They're better than the Cavaliers. Regardless of if you think that they are going to lose to whoever comes out of the West, I think the one thing that we can all agree on right now, even objectively speaking, is that the New York Knicks are the better team. Just the way it is. I don't think they have necessarily looked elite, but at the end of the day, they have gone and destroyed Cleveland in very specific stretches of games. A lot of times in the second half. The second half of games has been the bane of existence for this team. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a lack of urgency. The shot making is not there in the third and fourth quarters of most of these games. I know the first game notwithstanding, but at the end of the day, I just have to be honest, right? They look like the better team. They look like the better team. I have to respect the fact that the New York Knicks have handed Cleveland basically just an ass whooping. And that's all it boils down to. We talk about the defensive rating being what it is. We talk about the offensive rating being what it is. And I mean, hard to argue. So yeah, I mean, I'll put myself on record right now and just say, yeah, this New York Knicks team is legit. And I'm not even going to comment on whether or not they have an opportunity to beat beat whoever comes out of the West, whether that be the Oklahoma City Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs. Because to be honest with you, who the fuck are we to talk about what opportunities this team has? Because they're kicking our ass right now. I mean, as much as I've jawed with Knicks fans, as much as I've like not given them the fair credit and share that they deserve, the one thing that I can say is, far be it from us to comment on another team's chances to win a title when we can't even get up four games in a situation where we haven't been to this place in 8 years, right? This is our first opportunity to play in the Eastern Conference Finals in 8 seasons. And the first without LeBron since 1992, obviously. So obviously this is a huge deal to most Cavs fans out there. And to go out like this, that's pretty damn ugly. As Richard Jefferson said on the live broadcast, there's some pride involved in this. Now, in all actuality, you are going to lose this series. Now, in all actuality, there is a very real possibility of you getting swept. At the end of the day, all we can really hope for this team is that they don't go out like that. I can resign myself to the possibility of the sweep or of the gentleman sweep or of losing and possibly six games, although that even looks unlikely, very unlikely, mind you. But to get swept when you've put yourself in this position, you've made the big trades, you have tried a lot of different rotational looks, you have done this and that in terms of giving certain guys opportunities, getting swept, that's about as bad as it gets. I've been saying, like, in order for this team to feel like it's been a success, in order for this season in general to feel like it's a success, you have to, at the very least, make it a competitive, a very competitive Eastern Conference Finals. And so far, that has just not been the case. And as I've said, like, I'm being very candid with you guys, is as hopeful and as optimistic as I generally am, I'm confronted with reality right now. And that is the fact that this team just doesn't look like it wants to be here. Just doesn't look like it. And that's a very sad thing as a fan to really look at in terms of the potential, right? Because I don't think anybody has ever for once questioned the individual talents on this roster. Even the Knicks fans, they know that this Cavaliers team has the talent. The one thing that they don't have is heart. I don't like to say things like this. I don't like to question the intensity levels. I don't like to question the heart of other teams. But what I can say is this, like, they don't play with heart. It's as simple as that to me. I can't fathom the "I'm just happy to be here" mentality. I can't fathom, "Oh, well, I made the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in my career." I can't fathom going out there and playing like it's the first round where it's a regular season game. I can't get with that, man, as a fan. Obviously, we all had higher expectations for this team. Obviously, we all had higher expectations for Donovan Mitchell and James Harden and on down the line. Simple as that, man. And so there's no real reason for me to sit up here and not be honest with you guys. This is not an emotional take. This is not me just simply conceding defeat. This is me just being real. The Cavaliers are not the superior team here. The Cavaliers are not playing with heart. And the Cavaliers, frankly, have, as a fan base, let us down. Yes, it's just basketball at the end of the day. We're going to wake up tomorrow and we'll eventually feel a little bit better about what potentially could happen come Monday. But at the end of the day, this is not the product that I think many people expected. This is certainly not the product that Dan Gilbert probably had in mind when he decided he was going to pay all these folks. They let us down. Simple as that. In terms of the game itself, you have to give credit where it's due to the New York Knicks role players. I've been a pretty big proponent of specific players on that roster. Even in my series preview breakdown that I did, I highlighted certain guys. Mikal Bridges, right? Mitchell Robinson. Certain players like that that may kind of get overshadowed by the Jalen Brunsons and Karl Anthony Towns of the world. Make no mistake, Cat finishing with 13 points tonight, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Listen, I pointed out the playmaking from Cat, especially from above the arc and the high post areas where he's able to just kind of wait and be patient and allow the flex cuts to happen. And he did that a fair amount of times tonight, hitting a number of teammates in stride to get to the basket. So you saw the playmaking happen from him. But my overall point is, the role players continue to show up when they need to. Landry Shamet. Let's talk about Landry Shamet. If we're being honest, Landry Shamet in 27 minutes and 37 seconds off of the New York bench contributed heavily in this game. 4 or 5 from the field, all 4 of those makes coming from 3-point distance for 14 points. Landry Shamet has been locking down Donovan Mitchell. Landry Shamet has been contributing heavily in terms of both sides of the basketball court. But tonight, he truly shined as a shot maker, especially from the corners. Whenever Jalen Brunson or another ball handler out there needed an outlet, when the shot clock was running down, when they needed to just drive and kick, Landry Shamet was there to provide a solution. And the solution was a basket. Credit to Landry Shamet for showing up. That's certainly not something that has been a luxury for the Cavaliers this series. We can talk about on the opposite side, Max Strus doing what he can, contributing 13 points.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7 rebounds and 6 assists in his own right and trying to get engaged. And he was showing a ton of intensity out there, but obviously Max Strus is but one man. He can't do it all by himself. But the role players consistently in this series to the first three games have been stepping up for the New York Knicks, whether that be Jose Alvarado, whether that be Landry Shamet, whether that be Mitchell Robinson, whether that be a number of other players on that roster stepping up when they need them to. Josh Hart can obviously be included in that just because we don't think of him necessarily as one of their stars, but he is such a versatile do-it-all guy out there that he makes his impact felt one way or another, even if the shot isn't falling at a high degree, even in those games. 28.6% from three-point line tonight for Josh Hart, but he would contribute 12 points, 9 boards. Josh Hart has always been really, really awesome on the glass. Now, in 2022-23, when the Cavaliers were absolutely demolished by this team, he was really impactful on the offensive glass. Lo and behold, this postseason, Josh Hart has been tremendous on the defensive glass. He has been ending possessions very easily for this team, and it has been a huge reason why that defense has been able to clamp down, because they're not allowing opponents additional possessions. They're not giving opponents additional cracks at the basket. He entered today in the 98th percentile in terms of defensive rebounding percentage at 21.5%. That's insane. The only player in the playoffs at his position group who had been better, and obviously we're just four teams deep now, including the entire 16-team playoff field, the only player who had a better defensive rebounding percentage than him was Jason Tatum. And Tatum had massive rebounding numbers in the time that he was out there on the court at 25.5%. So you look at what he has been able to do as not only a shot maker from three-point distance when the Cavaliers have left him open, but the defensive glass. So I'm just giving credit where it's due. Maybe if you're a Cavs fan, you don't like to hear that, but You got to give the credit where it's due, because the role players have stepped up and Josh Hart has been doing that all series long. I could really go on down the line, but at the end of the day, one thing that has stood out to me between this Knicks team and this Cavaliers team is just simply playing with hustle. So many long rebounds that you can argue the Knicks were in better position for, but at the end of the day, I can't give them that, right? I can't give the Cavaliers that excuse. They're just not fighting nearly as hard as the Knicks have been. And that's fair to say to me. So anytime you see that happen and the spirit looks broken as it did at a specific point tonight in that third quarter, you could see it visibly happening. It's a done deal. And so, yeah, I do effectively feel as if this series is over. Yes, as I mentioned, They still have a chance on Monday, still being at home to win game 4. But I do not believe, that this team will win 4 straight games. I do not believe that they will win 4 straight games. We'll see what ends up happening, but that's probably a good place to hop into the chat here really quickly. There's no use beating a dead horse here. No use getting in here and getting irate, getting angry at the opposing fan base or the Knicks for that matter, because they have just appeared to be the better team. Alrighty, Music Man says, come on, Kaz, we got this. That must have been at the start of the broadcast, or whenever I created this. Reaper says, but Kenny was an idiot. Vincent Robinson says, this is a clean sweep. Certainly feels like that's the direction that we're heading in. QT says, no energy, just lazy play. Poor coaching once again. Tricked says, yeah, it's over. The Knicks can consistently make shots and the Cavs can't. I don't know if it's because the two previous rounds took too long and now they're gassed. But if the Knicks keep shooting like this, they can beat the Thunder. Shot damn near 60% in three games so far. Yeah, Tricked going off over here, but everything he's saying is accurate. And to be honest with you guys, as much as we say it's a make or miss league, and trust me, I've been saying that a lot, you do have to give credit to the New York Knicks defense for doing what they have done. I've been constantly saying, I've made multiple videos about this. I've said this on the last two live streams following these games. I didn't necessarily feel as if the New York Knicks defense had been playing at an elite level, and I contributed it much more to wide open looks. But that honestly does not give them the credit that they deserve for making life difficult for them in other areas. As many open looks as they have given them on the outside, and trust me, there's been a bunch. There had been 43 wide open triples. They have made life difficult on the interior. They have essentially they've really, really mucked up the driving and passing lanes for James Harden and Donovan Mitchell in terms of trying to get into around the rim and get some dribble penetration going. They have really tried to strip away the pick and roll lob game of James Harden and his ability to get the basketball to the bigs at times. They have been doing a lot of different things in terms of on-ball pressure and forced a ton of turnovers. The Cavaliers have shot themselves in the foot at certain points, but at the end of the day, the New York Knicks defense has been legit. They've been legit. So I give them credit for that. That's a scary thought when you think about being able to combine that with the offense that they had too. Like, I never questioned their ability to score points. I never questioned the abilities of their offense. The defense is what I was looking to see. Could the Cavaliers test it? Because through the first two rounds, their defense had been clamping Philly for that matter. And they had done pretty damn solid job, obviously, on the Atlanta Hawks. I did genuinely believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers offense could give them a test. So far, it hasn't happened. You saw it in the first quarter for about, I don't know, two quarters, second quarter and third quarter. But to me, it is simply an inconsistent team. This Cleveland Cavaliers team is. The inconsistencies of their offense, of their defense, just in general, has hurt them all postseason long. It's not just this series, but you can't do that when you get to this round. You cannot have that general level of inconsistency if you are in the Eastern Conference Finals, especially against the New York Knicks of all teams who play great basketball on both sides. So you put yourselves in this hole. There's very likely not going to be a series victory occurring for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you just hope at this point in time, if we're being real, you just hope to not go out like a chump and get swept. That's just me being real. You'll notice I've tried to do my best to give the New York Knicks credit while also just being honest about the Cleveland Cavaliers. To me, they did not meet my personal expectations this season. To me, they probably very likely are going to face swift changes this offseason. But at the very least, we got one more game to mull it over as a fan base. And that's just where we are at. Thomas Rugula, I appreciate you. Says, hi, Mac. New York Knicks are just better. Season was successful, in my opinion. I don't know why that's not popping up on screen. Let me see if I can get it. I didn't expect Eastern Conference Finals this season. Evan is probably the best player this postseason. It was fun season with you in the chat. I appreciate you. I appreciate each one of you guys from coming in here every single game that you have this season. You've caused the channel to grow leaps and bounds this season, and as much fun, you know, as much despair as we're going through right now, we have had a lot of fun this year too. And in regards to expectations, I know that everybody has them, and they're all individual. I don't know what your overall expectations for this team was entering this season. For me, it was, let's get to, at worst, the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's more complex than that. You traded for James Harden. You obviously moved off of DeAndre Hunter after, and he struggled to begin the season. You can make a case that even that was a maybe not the right move, but from a financial aspect, I understand why they did it. They gambled a ton, obviously. And after you make these gambles, I think expectations heighten. For me, it wasn't just make the Eastern Conference Finals. It was push it to 6-7 games. And to be, if I'm being frank with you, I really have my eyes set on the NBA Finals in the East. I know things have not played out in that way, but to me, I got to call a spade a spade. They have not met my personal expectations. I'm sure, I am damn sure they have not met the expectations of Dan Gilbert. And I'm sure seeing this team potentially flame out in four games in the ECF is going to result in a lot of people being gone. I don't know what that looks like entering the offseason. We know all the rumors are there. We've heard all LeBron shit. We've heard all the Giannis stuff. We've heard the coaching rumblings. Like, there are a lot of different things that could occur this offseason. But to be honest with you guys, I am not in a, I'm not in a place right now where I want to do that. I will save that for after game four at the earliest, because game four, it's a possibility that they get swept. If that happens, yeah, the floodgates will open. You'll see a bunch of articles being written by others, including myself. You'll see a bunch of videos out there about potential draft prospects. You'll see a bunch of shit out there about offseason moves. But to me, like, I just got to be honest. But Tomas, I do definitely appreciate the donation. I appreciate you guys for all really, truly sticking and staying with it. Ian Gray says, glad I found your podcast, bro. Hard to find another real cast friend from near Cincy. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, as heartbreaking as this looks right now, feels right now, considering the expectations we all have from them, I'm just hoping that they can't and rather don't go out in four games. Appreciate you for joining, though, and helping the channel grow, man. I truly do. Vince Robinson says, Knicks are better team than anybody expected. Trick says, Knicks def could win. Peter Green says, I told you that the Knicks weren't the Detroit Pistons. The Knicks are different. I mean, listen, here's what I'm going to say. I'm being honest with you guys. I'm not being a dick. I'm not being an asshole. And at the very least, if I'm giving credit to the New York Knicks, one thing I'm not going to do is take anything less than that respect back. I don't necessarily think that the New York Knicks, and never did think the New York Knicks, were on the same level of the Detroit Pistons in terms of the team overall. Obviously, everybody knew that the New York Knicks were better than the Detroit Pistons. Let's see here. Hines says, Mitchell stays injured and he might as well sit in that same seat like he did last season when they lost. He's not our leader and Harden's washed up with no defense. Bad choice by Altman's decision. Big Papa says, Knicks ain't all that. Cap stars just didn't rise. Yeah, I mean, far be it from me to say that they're not all that, because right now they have been playing like they are all that. It's disgusting to watch at times. And it's not even like they have operated at like a truly, like Jalen Brunson hasn't been like he hasn't been some like all NBA level truly at points every single minute of every single quarter of these games. He's had very specific stretches where he has gone off. He contributed 30 points tonight, 6 assists, 10 of 19 from the floor. But at the end of the day, the Cavaliers are letting murder occur with Jalen Brunson in some of these switches. And to be honest with you, like, I got to be honest, the Knicks as a team, they've just absolutely obliterated Cleveland on some of these contested buckets. I watched Jalen Brunson make a ton of contested shots today. So credit to him for that. I watched Landry Shamet drill more than a few last second shot clock triples. I saw James Harden foul Landry Shamet too. That hurt. But to me, like the idea that this Cleveland Cavaliers team could potentially match up very well with the New York Knicks entering the series felt like a really, really solid thing. Obviously, it hasn't played out that way. Hasn't. Just me being honest. John Bontia says, no fast break points. Yeah, when you look at the fast break points tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers, just four. Just four, man. To New York 17. When you look at points in the paint, 46 to 42. Second chance points, Cleveland won that. But like at the end of the day, the Cavaliers got beat in a very specific area, in my opinion. That being turnovers and three-point percentage.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cavaliers shot 29.3% from three-point distance. The New York Knicks shot 39.3% from three-point distance. I think we all hoped, like, that's not Ben's words here, being home where the Cavaliers have been much better in terms of efficiency, we all hoped that the shots would fall for everybody across the board, especially the bench. But that was not the case. Outside of a very select few players, and maybe you could just boil it down to one at the end of the day in terms of three-point percentage, that being Max Strus. And it's not like he shot otherworldly either, just 36.4%. That's 4 of 11 from the field. But you got 1 of 7 from James Harden. You got 3 of 10 from Don, Evan Mobley, somebody you really don't want taking a whole bunch of triples. He was 1 of 6 from three-point distance. Jalen Tyson was 0 of 1. Sam Merrill, I guess, 2 of 4, right? It did help to get some of those shots to fall in, but it was too little too late. One of them was a bank shot at that. So when you're really looking at the percentages here, juxtaposed to what New York did, again, they shot 39.3% to Cleveland's 29.3%. They were 11 of 28. Cleveland actually knocked down one more triple than them, but they took 13 fewer. So, I mean, do the math there. Landry Shamet had 4 of those 11. OG Anunoby, 3 of 4. And those two really carried in terms of percentage, but they got the timely makes at times. Triple CCC Pointer, appreciate you, says, what's up, Mac? Gotta give props. I'm hyped right now, but not celebrating yet. Don't like our odds against OKC or San Antonio, but I'll sign up for a change. Yeah, I appreciate you for stopping by. Again, I'll say this. Like, one of the things that has often occurred in these chats has been people just straight up of the opposing fan base, just straight up being dickheads, just being assholes. Obviously, they're going to do that. They're going to hop in the chat. It's just, it comes with the territory. But it is always awesome, always refreshing to have a fan of the opposing fan base come in here and be cool. And you've been cool this entire series. So I truly appreciate it. Even if I don't see you again after game 4, I truly do appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, for the donations as well. Appreciate you, man. What else we got here? Jimmy J says, I can't believe Cavs in 7. If they had the better team, they don't. Hey, what can I say? That to me is a fact at this point in time. This Cleveland Cavaliers team is not going to come back and win 4 straight games. They may win game 4. Hell, they might even surprise us somehow or win a game 5. But there's no way they're the way that the current makeup of this team from what we have seen so far, there's no way in hell they come back and win four straight games. If they did, they would be the first team in NBA history to do that. I just can't. I cannot give it to them. As optimistic as I've been, as hopeful as I consider myself as a fan, just being objective, I do not see that happening. I just do not see. I could believe it if it was another team. Let's say the OKC Thunder went down 0-3. There's always a possibility that they come back. This current iteration, this Cavs team, no, it ain't happening. It's about as over as it's been, truly. Nicotine says, I feel like this team would have had a chance with a real coach, but I guess we'll never know. HJ17 Gaming says, Cavs need to get bigger and a better perimeter defending guard. I agree. Basketball Gunner says, if you were to ask me in October, I never thought the Cavs' weakness in series would be the three ball. Heartbreaking. This marks now the third straight season for the Cavaliers in which the shots have just run absolutely cold from three-point distance. It hadn't been great, man. It's been very inconsistent. They've had games where they've shot well as a team. They've had games where specific players have shot well. But overall, it just feels as if this team can't put the pieces together. And that starts at the top, obviously. It's about as over as it's ever been, man. New World Sorter says, NBA history is about to be made. Cavs in seven. New York sports teams once again chokes a 3-0 lead. Bookmark this. I will revisit this. Listen, if the Cleveland Cavaliers so happen to come back and win four straight games, man, I don't know. I mean, I will shave my head. I'll get a tattoo, all of the above. I do not see that happening. It is not going to happen, in my opinion. We can all hope. I just don't see it being the case. Oh, man. That's about as much as I have to give tonight, guys. I hope that it does not occur, the sweep does not occur, but we have to acknowledge that it is a real possibility. It is a real likelihood at this point in time. If you're still here by chance, do your boy a favor, hit that like button, subscribe if you're not yet subscribed to this Cavalier podcast. If you want to support the show in a small but helpful way, consider becoming a member over on Patreon. You can do so on YouTube as well for as little as $1. But even if you don't, come rain or shine, you know your boy will still be here, win or lose, because I love this team and I know you guys do too. Go Cavs. Go out and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.